Jim Stoic Listening Test. Test 9.
Listening Test. In this section, you must demonstrate your ability to understand spoken English. This section is divided into four parts and will take approximately 45 minutes to complete. Do not mark the answers in your test book. Use the answer sheet that is provided separately. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will listen to four short statements about a picture in your test book. These statements will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the statement that best describes what is happening in the picture and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on the answer sheet.
Now listen to the four statements. A.
The man is looking over the files.
B.
The man is working at the desk.
C.
The man is taking notes.
D.
The man is writing a report.
Statement B.
The man is working at the desk.
Is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer B and mark it on your answer sheet. Now part 1 will begin.
Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book. A.
He's drinking some water.
B.
He's checking his reflection in the mirror.
C.
He's enjoying a meal at the table.
D.
He's reading a paper in a dining area.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A. The woman is picking out an item. B. The woman is cleaning the floor. C. The woman is helping a customer. D. The woman is trying on a jacket. Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
The aircraft is about to land at the airport.
B.
The people are boarding the plane.
C.
The cargo is being loaded onto the plane.
D.
The plane landed a short while ago.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
One man is standing at the door.
B.
The men are walking up the stairs.
C.
One man is filming the other.
D.
The men are being interviewed.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A. The tables have been set up indoors. B. A waiter is serving the customers. C. Some people are seated outside. D. The area is entirely shaded. Number 6. Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
The cars are parked on the road.
B.
There are vehicles in the driveway.
C.
The windows are being cleaned.
D.
A man is getting into the car.
Go on to the next page.
Part 2. Directions. For each question, you will listen to a statement or question followed by three possible responses spoken in English. They will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet.
For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear, A.
To meet the new director.
B.
It's the first room on the right.
C.
Yes, at 2 o'clock.
The best response to the question.
Where is the meeting room?
Is choice B.
It's the first room on the right.
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet.
Now, let us begin with number 7.
Number 7.
When are you thinking of taking off?
A.
As soon as I get this done.
B.
He took it with him.
C.
At around 3 last night.
Number 8.
Where in Canada are you from?
A. I was born in Kingston. B. Early tomorrow morning. C. No, I don't feel like it.
Number 9.
Pardon me, but would it be possible for me to use your phone?
A.
Sure, but you have to dial 9 to call out.
B.
The phone directory is on the lower shelf.
C.
There is one on the floor of this building.
Number 10.
How much is it to get into the place?
A.
There is a $10 cover charge.
B.
Sure, we can go there if you'd like.
C.
How about going this Saturday?
Number 11.
Why don't we flag down a cab?
A.
Let's just go for a walk instead.
B.
It's about an hour from here.
C.
Because it's a national holiday.
Number 12.
Are you going to take the bus to Chicago?
A.
The boss told me to.
B.
To pick up someone.
C.
No, I'm going to drive.
Number 13.
Who is supposed to show up at the party?
A. Everyone said they'll be there. B. He's holding it at a banquet hall. C. Yes, I had a great time there.
Number 14.
How long are you thinking of going? A.
For about a year or so.
B.
What's with the long face?
C.
Yes, I will be going with John.
Number 15.
Would you like to go for lunch together? A.
At the company cafeteria.
B.
There are 4 people in our group.
C.
Thank you, but I am too busy today.
Number 16.
Where do you feel like meeting? Here in my office or somewhere outside?
A. Okay, that sounds like a good place to meet. B. How about the little coffee shop on Main Street? C. Yes, I think I can spare the time to see you.
Number 17.
When will you start your new position at the head office? A.
The 1st of next month.
B.
At the downtown office.
C.
I'm heading this one.
Number 18.
Didn't you think Peter gave a great presentation?
A.
Yes, he was very impressive.
B.
Yes, for 3 hours.
C.
I already got the present.
Number 19.
Should we try Greek food tonight?
A. Yes, he is from Greece. B. Sure, I'd love to try it. C. I didn't go there tonight.
Number 20.
What did Mr. Smith say about the new project?
A.
He made some great comments.
B.
The projector is in the meeting room.
C.
Yes, he mentioned it to me.
Number 21.
Would you rather stay here or go for a walk with me?
A. I've been waiting for an hour. B. Let me get my jacket. C. Yes, I think so.
Number 22.
Who put the event together? A.
Larry's the one in charge.
B.
I will put it there later.
C.
Sorry, I can't go today.
Number 23.
Should I take my car, or do you think it would be wiser to take the bus?
A.
The boss is a wise man.
B.
Let's just hop in a cab instead.
C.
It shouldn't take over an hour.
Number 24.
Didn't you bring your car to work this morning? A.
No, I took the bus today.
B.
Yes, I will drive you there.
C.
She might be working today.
Number 25.
Can I tell John that you are here?
A.
Sure, that would be okay.
B.
Yes, he is here today.
C.
No, we are not leaving yet.
Number 26.
Today is a great day to go for a walk by the beach.
A.
Yes, it is a beautiful day.
B.
I didn't know it was raining.
C.
I went swimming the other day.
Number 27.
Where do you get your car fixed?
A. I park my car in the underground garage. B. From a grocery store near my house. C. Why? Are you having car problems?
Number 28.
Are you making the presentation today, or is Mr. Smith going to do it? A.
He is going to be here any minute now.
B.
He told me to take care of it today.
C.
It is supposed to last until 3.
Number 29.
What is it about the design that you don't like?
A.
Yes, I need your signature.
B.
That's very kind of you.
C.
The color seems to be a bit off.
Number 30.
Does Peter know that Mr. Kim knows why he was late to the meeting?
A.
He's been informed.
B.
I was 5 minutes late.
C.
He was stuck in traffic.
Number 31.
Did you talk to Cindy this morning or last night?
A.
I'm thinking of taking off today.
B.
She left a message on my machine.
C.
It may not last that long.
Part 3. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several conversations between two or more speakers. These conversations will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each conversation, you will be asked to answer 3 questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. I can't believe this, but I managed to book a ticket to Singapore. I will be on the 7 o'clock flight tomorrow morning.
That's great. Does that mean you will get to see your friend who moved out there a few years back after you are finished meeting with Mr. Wong?
I am not sure because Mr. Wong will probably want to take me around the plant site on the day I arrive there. I am hoping that I will be able to see my friend the day after, but he mentioned that he might have to leave town that day. He said he would try to rearrange his trip, but I have not spoken to him for a few days. I will call him tonight to see if he is able to do that.
You should just take your vacation early and spend a week there after you take care of your business. It's not like you get to travel to the Far East all the time, you know.
Number 32.
What will the man do tomorrow?
Number 33.
What does the woman want to know?
Number 34.
What does the woman suggest the man do?
Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
Welcome back to the office, Greg. How was your trip to Milan?
It didn't go quite as well as I had expected. I had been hoping the client would sign a contract, but he wants to negotiate more.
It sounds like you'll be returning there soon.
Yeah. I'm scheduled to meet Mr. Roberts next Thursday, but I've got to visit Frankfurt before I go back to Milan.
Good luck. If there's anything I can do to help, all you have to do is ask.
I'll probably take you up on that offer. I've got two other international customers who need to be visited, but I don't have time.
Number 35. What is the conversation mainly about? Number 36. What will the man do before visiting Milan? Number 37. What does the man suggest about the woman?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
When do you think you will be able to wrap up the deal with the retail shop owners? I hope it will be soon, because we have to start the construction work as soon as possible.
Well, I had a meeting with them this morning, and things went quite smoothly. If everything goes as planned, I should have all of their signatures by the end of this week.
Well, I hope so. Otherwise, we will not be able to start the construction work on time, and there is a good chance that we will not be able to have the building ready for the exposition next January.
Don't worry. I will get the approval this week, and I will make sure the construction work gets underway by next Monday.
Number 38.
What does the man want to know?
Number 39.
According to the woman, what might happen by the end of this week?
Number 40.
According to the woman, when will the construction most likely begin? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Jack, I'm sorry to tell you this, but you and I are going to have to work late this evening. The brochures we ordered came in this morning, but there is a problem. Can you believe they forgot to attach our company logo to them?
You've got to be kidding me. How many brochures are there?
Well, there are 12 boxes that need to go out first thing tomorrow morning, so you and I are going to have to get them done tonight.
Are you kidding me? Couldn't we just send them back and have the printing company do the work?
Number 41.
What does the woman say to the man?
Number 42.
How will they solve the problem?
Number 43.
What will happen tomorrow morning? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I just received a call from Larry from our head office, and he said Mr. Wong can't give the presentation tomorrow at our company's annual conference being held at the Prince Hotel because of a sudden illness in his family. He asked me to take his place at the conference. Would you happen to know if there is a bus or subway that goes directly from here?
I didn't know that you were going to give a speech there. In fact, Mr. Singh and I are going to be in attendance, and we are planning to drive. If you'd like, you can ride along with us.
That sounds wonderful. What time will you be taking off?
We will meet here at 7, since it only takes about an hour to get there. We might even have time for breakfast once we get there.
Number 44.
Why won't Mr. Wong be able to give the speech?
Number 45. What does the man imply when he says, "He asked me to take his place at the conference"?
Number 46.
How will the man get to the conference? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
We are short of staff today. Why don't you call up some of the part-time workers and see if they can work today? We are expecting a massive crowd to swarm us tonight, since a great review got printed in today's local paper.
Is that why we are getting so many calls? I couldn't figure out why the phone was ringing off the hook.
I didn't know about it either, but one of the customers told me that he came after reading the review. He also complimented us on the great food we serve here.
That's good to hear. All the renovation work we did here and hiring the new chef we scouted from France are really paying off.
Number 47.
Where do they most likely work?
Number 48.
How did the woman learn about the news?
Number 49.
What have they done to improve their business?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Will you be making the trip out to Los Angeles next Monday?
I was planning to, but something has come up, so I was contemplating whether or not I should delay my trip to the week after. Why do you ask?
My brother, who moved to France 5 years ago, is coming to LA next week on a business trip, so I was thinking of going out there to see him. And since I heard you were going, I thought maybe we could drive down together.
That sounds like a good idea. I do have to make a trip there, and it would be nice to have some company. Tell you what, I will see what I can do to take the trip next week after all. Let me give you a shout with the details after lunch today.
Number 50.
Why is the woman thinking of postponing her trip?
Number 51.
Why will the man take the trip?
Number 52.
What does the woman say she will let the man know about?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Wilma, are you planning to email me those documents anytime soon? The staff meeting is 30 minutes from now.
I sent them to you more than 2 hours ago. Didn't you get them?
Apparently not. I just checked my email and nothing has arrived all morning.
We could be having problems with the company-wide computer server. I'll give someone in the maintenance department a call right now.
Okay. But before you do that, how about printing the documents and then bringing them to me? I need to look them over at once.
No problem. You'll have them in 2 minutes.
Number 53. What is the man's problem? Number 54. Why does the man need some documents? Number 55. What does the man request the woman to do first?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
You didn't forget to call the maintenance department to take a look at our machine, did you?
I made the call to Jack as soon as I got into work at 9 this morning, but he said he had many rounds to make today. According to him, the earliest he can come is around 4.
That's a bit late. I have an appointment with Mr. Smith at 5, and it would take me at least an hour to get there. We need someone here to explain the problem to him.
My meeting with my client got canceled. I'll stick around and tell Jack about the problem. You go right ahead and meet with Mr. Smith.
Number 56.
Who most likely is Jack?
Number 57.
Why will Jack come late?
Number 58.
When will the man most likely leave for his appointment?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Wendy, are you still planning to order some items from the office supply store?
That's correct. Do you need me to add anything to the list? You'd better do it by 3.
Okay. I noticed we're out of file folders and could use some ink for the printer, too. I'll email the details to you.
Thanks, Brian. I'll check my inbox before I submit the order form.
Oh, I could use a few things as well. I've got to attend a meeting. It's not going to finish until 4.
I suppose I can wait until then, Mr. Lopez. Just get me the list as quickly as you can.
Number 59. What do the men want the woman to do? Number 60. What will Mr. Lopez do at 4? Number 61. Why does the woman say, "I suppose I can wait until then"?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and price list.
Miss Venters has granted everyone in our department permission to attend the trade fair this Friday.
That's wonderful news. I'll be out of town, so I can't make it. But I'm sure many people are eager to go.
That's right. I already asked around, and 17 people indicated they'll be going. I'll be registering everyone later today.
I don't think we've ever had that many people attend a professional event.
More people are focusing on networking these days, and trade fairs are some of the best places to do that.
I suppose you're right. In that case, it's a real shame I can't go.
Number 62. What will the woman do on Friday? Number 63. Look at the graphic. How much will it cost for each person in the department to register? Number 64. Why does the man say many people want to attend the event? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Hello, this is Cindy Wells. I've got an appointment with a dentist tomorrow at 3:30 p.m., but I'm in lots of pain. Is it possible to see someone today?
I'm sorry to hear that, Miss Wells. According to the schedule, we have one open slot today. It's at 1 o'clock p.m. However, it won't be with your regular dentist.
That's fine. I don't believe I can wait until tomorrow.
Okay, I'll go ahead and cancel your Tuesday appointment then. Oh. Could you please bring your insurance card?
Why do you need it? I thought you already had my records.
We're updating the computer system today, so we can't go online until tomorrow.
Number 65. What is the purpose of the woman's call? Number 66. Look at the graphic. Which dentist will the woman see? Number 67. What does the man tell the woman to bring? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and invoice.
Deanna, you picked up the order from the grocery store, right?
That's correct. I went in the morning before I showed up for work. Is there a problem?
Yeah, it looks like we didn't get enough flour. There were only 10 kilograms in the box. That's not enough to bake all the cakes and cookies which our customers ordered today.
Keith told me that was how much we needed. I guess he made a mistake.
Actually, we need double that amount. Would you mind going back and purchasing some more? Be sure to get a receipt so I can pay you back.
All right, I should return in half an hour.
Number 68. Where most likely do the speakers work? Question 69. Look at the graphic. Which item does the man request more of? Question 70. What does the man tell the woman to do?
Go on to the next page.
Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several short talks by a single speaker. These talks will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each talk, you will be asked to answer three questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to Yellow Submarine Apartments. We are going to give you a guided tour of this new seaside apartment complex, which incorporates many radical new architectural and lifestyle innovations. Whether you are interested in buying a retirement or holiday home, a main residence, or even an investment property, we at the Yellow Submarine Consortium can offer you some stunning properties at excellent prices. Let's move into the foyer. Here and in the basement car park, friendly security staff members ensure your complete security 24 hours a day. As you can see from the foyer, only the finest quality materials have been used in combination with a superb design. All the apartments, even on the first floor, have views over the ocean. Okay, let's take the elevator to our display apartment on the 8th floor.
Number 71. Who is the intended audience of this talk? Number 72. Which of the following is not part of the new apartment complex? Number 73. Where will they head next? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following announcement. The CTV Annual Speech Contest is a prestige competition with a tradition going back 25 years. The winner of the first competition, held in 1981, was Brian McAdams, now a well-known television journalist and anchorman for CTV. We'd like to remind you that the highest standards will be expected of all contestants at all times. However, we'd also like to say that the benefits of participating are enormous, even if you don't win. A pre-competition round of selections will be held here next Monday, that's June the 6th, beginning at 8 p.m. So, please fill in your entry form, and we'll see you back here next Monday. Thanks. Number 74. How old is the speech contest?
Number 75. What does the speaker imply when he says, "The winner of the first competition held in 1981 was Brian McAdams"?
Number 76. What should those who wish to participate in the contest do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Mark. I've been trying to contact you by email, but for some reason you have not responded. This is Julie, the secretary of the Choral Society. I hope you received this message in time. We've had to cancel tonight's rehearsal at the last minute. If for some reason you don't get this message tonight, I apologize. There won't be anybody else at the hall this evening. I hope you understand that our conductor is unable to attend because of some urgent family business, and we've decided to postpone the rehearsal until next week. I can't really give you any more details at the moment, but I'll let you know in the next few days. See you soon.
Number 77. How did the woman first try to get in contact with Mark? Number 78. What is the message mainly about? Number 79. What happened to the conductor? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following speech.
Tonight truly marks a milestone in the history of this association. When it was created 100 years ago with the intention of encouraging the conservation of English culture, who would have thought that it would not only survive but also prosper until the present day? From one club with 36 members meeting in one venue in England, we have grown into a nationwide association of 50 clubs with over 600 members. And the annual prize for a special contribution to English culture, which has been made possible by the generosity of our local businessmen, has become one of the nation's most prestigious awards.
Number 80. What was the original purpose in creating this club? Number 81. How many members does the club now have? Number 82. Who sponsors the nation's most prestigious awards? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following talk.
Welcome to the Goldfields Tour. We have about a one-hour bus trip through beautiful rolling hills before we reach the first stop on our tour, the picturesque and historic town of Daylesford. When we reach Daylesford, I suggest that we simply stroll around the old town for around 30 minutes to an hour. Daylesford was founded at the time of the first gold rush and is largely unchanged since the boom period of the 1880s. Why don't you stop at one of the famous bakeries on the main street for some delicious coffee and cakes? Return to the bus by 11 a.m. and we will proceed with the rest of the tour. Thank you.
Number 83. When will they arrive at their first destination? Number 84. What does the speaker mention about Daylesford? Number 85.
What does the speaker mean when he says, "Why don't you stop at one of the famous bakeries?"
Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you enjoyed your meal. Personally, I found it to be an absolute feast, and I'd like to thank the organizers for their marvelous work. It's time to move on to the more formal part of the evening, which comprises the awards for journalists and photojournalists of the year. This year has been a particularly dark and dangerous one for journalists working in war zones. I can only say how much I admire and respect those courageous writers and photographers who have risked death and even torture in order to bring the truth to the world. Would everyone please give a big round of applause for our chief editor? He is going to present our first award. Number 86. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 87. Why does the speaker say that this year has been particularly tough? Number 88. Who is going to make the first presentation? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Michael Kruger from Kruger's Family Delicatessen. We've just received a delivery from your company, but on inspection we have found that an entire pallet of tinned anchovies has been damaged. It looks like they fell at some time during transportation. Some of the tins have broken and are leaking oil. Many others are dented. We can't possibly accept them at the agreed price. We've already spent 2 hours cleaning up dripping oil. Either we can return them to you and you can deduct the costs from your next invoice, or we'll accept them at a substantial discount. Why don't you send a sales representative? We need to sort this out as soon as possible. Thanks.
Number 89. Who is leaving the message? Number 90. What is the problem? Number 91. What does the caller demand the listener do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk. Our sales department has a particularly proud record since the founding of the company in 1946. Starting out just after the Second World War, our company employed 3 traveling salesmen and a national sales manager to expand our operations aggressively throughout North America. Of course, we couldn't have done that without top quality products to sell. On the other hand, without sales and a hungry sales staff, the company would not have been able to survive, let alone expand, as it has done in the last 60 years. You have been chosen from a field of 60 applicants to continue that tradition, and we have faith that through your energy and positive attitude, we will be able to continue our expansion to markets all over the world. Number 92. For about how long has the company been in business? Number 93. Who does the speaker give credit for the company's success? Number 94. Who most likely is listening to the talk? Go on to the next page.
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and bar graph.
Thank you for coming to this meeting, everyone. We need to discuss the sales data from the first quarter, which was released this morning. Our branches in Europe and Asia did exceptionally well. Every single one of them turned a profit in the last 3 months. As for our American and Canadian branches, they were mostly profitable as only a couple places lost money. Now, as for our South American branches, we didn't do as well as we had hoped. Take a look at this chart here. I'd like to discuss each country individually, starting with the one which lost the greatest amount of money.
Number 95. What is the speaker mostly talking about? Number 96. What does the speaker say about the branches in Europe? Number 97. Look at the graphic. Which country will the speaker discuss next? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and receipt.
Hello, my name is Richard Armstrong. You may recall that I picked up a few books at your store this afternoon. I need to report a slight problem with one. When I opened the plastic wrapper to read the book, I noticed that several pages in it were torn. Since it cost me $25, I'd really like to have my money refunded or receive a brand new copy. I'll be visiting the store again tomorrow with the book, but I thought that I ought to call ahead of time so that you'll be expecting me. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Number 98. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which book has a problem? Number 100. What does the speaker say he will do tomorrow?
This is the end of the listening test.